Welcome back here with David Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. There's been a lot of confusion. There's a lot of fear out there. We've been 2 years of crazy markets, lots of volatility again this year. Stocks and bonds both falling last year. Like, there's lots for people to worry about, geopolitical risks, so on and so forth. And people get emotional about that. And I don't mean emotional in the typical sense, but it has an impact over time where people get scared and it leads to emotional decision-making versus fact-based decision-making. And in the, you know, in your investment portfolio and strategies that you employ, that can be very detrimental if you fall subject to emotional decision-making. And we've had a lot of conversations with people. Well, we have lots all the time. But people think it's different this time. They're feeling it differently.
Yeah, and we did a session with our clients on what we call the PKAG community. And part of this was to kind of give them information, education, not only about the facts that are out there,
yeah,
but how do we deal with those circumstances and the facts,
right,
to have a growth strategy in your retirement, to have income in your retirement. I think we need to lay out we picked out three of them.
Yeah.
Because these are the ones that we're hearing the most from the general public. So we thought, let's educate and inform the general public about the myth, the reality.
Right.
And then how do we as portfolio managers do it a little bit different?
Yep.
So the experiences of what the markets are saying, they're not experiencing on the negative side as much.
Okay. So let's start with the myth.
Okay. The expectation of a stock market correction justifies staying on the sidelines. We've seen a correction happened last year. There's been a bit of a correction in the summer of this year. Mm-hmm. Let's stay on the sidelines. Let's not invest. I've got money on the sidelines right now. I don't want to invest. I'm going to wait for the next correction to come.
Right.
Either or, you're basically reacting to a quote-unquote correction.
Okay, so let's just stick with this notion of correction. I'm going to share just a couple of stats with you. Let's just talk maybe about the TSX. So 94%. Of the time since 1971,
okay,
you'll have a market correct by 5% almost, okay, every year. How about 10%? 59% of the time.
Okay.
Almost 6 out of 10 markets will correct at least 10% in the year. And how about we go down to 15%, 44% of the time you're going to have a correction. So corrections happen all the time, number one. Okay. The depth we don't know, right? And we'll maybe talk about market timing later if we have a chance, because
how
do you know if it's a correction of 5, 10,
correct,
or 15?
So this is what the facts are about the S&P 500 or the TSX,
yeah,
or any major index. The facts are out there that corrections happen. And the frequency is probably higher than you thought it ever happens.
Correct.
Okay. So that's the fact.
Yep.
Here is what needs to be addressed. When you're managing a portfolio for your clients that are transitioning to or living in retirement, and I'm being very specific with this demographic,
okay,
or point in a person's life, you cannot expect or want to experience, even though it happens 44% of the time, a 15% drop in your portfolio,
right,
can have big problems long term because of one key piece.
Right.
You're drawing on your savings to live your lifestyle.
Right.
And if you draw on your savings at the time of a 15% correction, depending on how much you're drawing,
yes,
can have substantial impacts, not immediately. We're talking 10, 15 years down the road.
Right.
And the concept or the biggest fear that Canadians have is running out of money. One of the ways to make running out of the money a reality is dip into your capital, your money, when the markets are down by 15%.
Right.
So managing a portfolio to mitigate or minimize that volatility is very important. That's the approach of five pillars.
Yep.
So you don't experience that. And more importantly, segmenting, we call it asset dedication, put money aside that's not invested in the stock market so you don't get that kind of volatility of the stock market where you've got the next 3, 5, 10 years worth of cash, so it doesn't impact asset dedication, which is the structure, the investment approach to avoid or minimize that type of volatility so you don't see 15% drops. That's the discipline.
That's the discipline.
Structure,
yeah.
Discipline is the approach that needs to be taken when you're transitioning or living in retirement.
Because you will face corrections.
Okay.
Let's go to the one that I think we're going to be talking a lot about coming up over the next few quarters. And this is, should investors fear recession?
Okay.
Now, let me give you the myth.
Okay.
All right. So investors should be fearful of recessions because they entail heavy financial losses.
Okay. I really like this part because it goes against what our intuition says.
You bet. Every instinct.
Every instinct says, if it's bad out there, stay away.
Correct.
Totally understand that.
Yeah.
But totally opposite. Totally understand it?
Right.
But totally opposite.
The facts don't support it.
Let me give you some recent examples. There was a recession during the pandemic from from February 2020 to March 2020. Mm-hmm. If I look at the 12 months before that recession and 12 months after, all of that period included, okay?
Now, keep in mind, we're talking about a balanced portfolio's performance.
Correct. Okay? An average balanced portfolio, not all stocks or not all bonds, a balanced portfolio. That portfolio, on average, full period, 12 months before recession, 12 months after, positive 28%. Let's go to the stock market hit in the tech wreck in the 2000, 2001 era, okay? From before the recession of March 2001 to 12 months after the recession of October 2001, you would have been down 14%.
Right. And that's the worst case scenario since 1973.
That's the worst case scenario. Let's go back to the 1980s.
Okay.
A lot of Albertans remember the 1980s for more than just
high interest rates, mortgages, crazy.
And not just the crisis of oil, but more than that. 12 months prior to January 1980 and 12 months after June 1980, which was the recession, 31% positive.
Mm-hmm.
So recessions are really good times to be investing. Generally speaking, you're not going to win on all of them if you have a balanced portfolio.
Right.
So how you manage the portfolio, again, is not just buy, hold, and hope it works out. It's the active approach in the portfolio that minimizes these drops, the negative 14% that I was talking about. It minimizes those swings during economic issues like a recession.
Yeah. And it's also important, and I'll just finish that one. Remember, it's a cycle. Right. This is the thing. People think of specific points in time, but there's a cycle, right? There's leading up to, there's going through, and then there's recovering from. And if people start to think in cycles, I think they can avoid some of the emotional decision-making that can lead to long-term damage.
Absolutely. Okay. The risk of market timing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Many Canadians, let me say it differently, many investors don't know that if you invest in, let's say, over a long period of time, but you try to time the market and you miss certain number of days, it can decimate your returns. Mm-hmm. So give us the facts behind this when it comes to, let's take the TSX. Okay.
So I'm gonna state the myth a little bit differently for you. The myth is that I can avoid catastrophic loss of capital by trying to time the market. I.e. a recession is coming, I go to cash, okay? These kinds of things.
Correct.
Okay. So this is really interesting. So this was data that we looked at from January of 2002 to September of 2023.
So fairly recent to the ending point, almost 21 years of data, plus 21 plus years of data.
Over 7,600 days, okay?
Okay.
7,600 days.
If you invested that whole time, Dave.
Right.
But in the TSX, your rate of return would be what? Fully invested.
Fully invested, 7.3%.
So you went on January 2002, you went to the moon, came back September 2023, you would have averaged 7.3% per year.
Now, let's make it interesting. Remember, over 7,600 days in there. If you took out the top 10 trading days of this more than 7,600 days, what happens to your return?
Your return drops from 7.3 on average down to 3.7, your return gets cut in half.
Half. Okay. Let's take out the top 30 days of 7,600. What happens?
You're down to zero.
You've taken it all away. So you better be very precise in your timing
if you expect. You cannot have an error.
No, you can't have an
error. So it's being fully invested, but it's being tactical with the approach.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about this at our upcoming seminar as well on Tuesday, January 23rd, 7 p.m., at the Country Hills Golf Club, You do need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on QR Calgary. We look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.